Portland is one of a number of sites the Home Office is using to end its reliance on expensive hotels for housing migrants. Sir Keir Starmer has confirmed Labour would scrap the Rwanda asylum policy if the party wins the next election and the scheme is operating.
A policy that they knew would never work. And yet the charade continues. £290 million of taxpayers' money.
The bill would see some immigrants sent to the African country, and the government insists it means very few legal challenges could be taken against the decision. It's going to be voted on in the House of Commons later, but some in Rishi Sunak's own party are suggesting they'll vote against it. South Wales police say three teenagers have been killed following a crash in Coedeli. A bus and a car collided in Ely Valley Road last night. Two men were also taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries. Local resident Graham Drew says the road was an accident waiting to happen.
It's a stretch of road that is quite dangerous because there's parked cars all the way along there and you're on a bend.
Unilever says it's disappointed the competition watchdog's going to investigate it over claims it's been exaggerating how natural its products are. It's alleged to have been misleading shoppers with environmental claims. Train passengers buying refreshments at railway stations are being charged an average 10% premium compared with high street prices. An investigation found a lack of competition for the sale of food and drink may be contributing. And Jennifer Aniston says she texted Matthew Perry on the morning of his death and that he was happy and healthy. She said he'd given up smoking before his death, aged 54, in October. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Kat Suave.
It's Phoenix FM.
Oh, it's all gone wrong. I blame that Tony Smith dancing around in the studio. You're right, Tony.
Yeah, I'm all good.
What should I do with the lights behind me? Because they do look like coat hangers, don't they, really, the lights? What do you reckon?
Yeah, it reminds me of that Blue Peter. Do you remember Blue Peter where they got the coat hangers? They stuck them together and they made those were the days, weren't they? A little bit of tinsel was amazing what you can make.
Yeah.
It depends how much you got. I would have kind of. Yeah, it's a Christmas. Is that going to be a really wide Christmas tree?
Well, I don't know. The thing is, I was trying not to attach it to it and I wanted to put it around the Phoenix FM sign, but to get over that side, my arms weren't long enough and. And I didn't want to step on the table because Scott Ross, as you know, did actually stand on this table. And the thing is, it's not really, it's only sort of on, it's fixed to the wall by a shelf.
He fell off a chair last time he was here, didn't he, I think, really?
Yeah.
Bless him.
I do make him get up on chair. All the help, nice health and safety things that you're not meant to do anymore. Yeah, but yeah, I don't think it's doing anything there, is it really?
No, I think I would get a very small pin and then pin it in the middle of the join and then lift it up so it kind of makes an angel shape.
Yeah, well, people just keep leaving the batteries on now, so there's no lights coming on anyway.
Is it not on a timer?
I could have done that, but I didn't. Shall I do some weather? Do we need weather?
Well, the weather outside is looking appalling. The weather outside, it's frightful. Really is frightful.
Here we go.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, the weather outside is frightful. It's gone very overcast, very rainy out there and miserable. So I wouldn't plan on going for a nice winter's walk at the moment. It looks like the rain will continue on. It might ease off a little bit later, but it says raining on and off. It's a bit difficult to tell. Tomorrow, you're going to have possibly some rain in the morning, and it'll be a cloudy and dull day. But Friday, let's get to Friday. Friday's 7 degrees, so feeling quite cold, but it should be sunny. The weather's so... It's just unpredictable. Be very careful when you're driving down any of the lanes. If you're coming off the Ongar Road and heading down the back roads towards the M25, the Nagshead Lane. There's a massive flood there, which is always on that part of the road. What's that part of the road called, Tony? Where you come down and you're at the bottom and you turn left to get where Nagshead Lane is and then you go right to go to the M25.
The M1023, that is.
Is it?
Road.
Yeah, it's one of the side roads off of there. It floods. Is it that one that floods? Yeah. Massive flood there this morning. I did drive through it very, very slowly as something in a Land Rover. Oh, it's so annoying. Yeah, exactly. Something in a Land Rover drove towards me very quickly. But anyway, just be careful.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444. Or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
I think think my voice has gone very cockney now. What's the matter? It's not, I don't, you know, it's not sounding great. Now, let's play some more music, shall we? Yeah. Broken Bear, I've got a brand new one out, and I was going to play it in the last half, but I think I'm going to play it for you now. And it is a version of Tears for Fears' Mad World. Here it is now. Don't forget, T Green's coming up at 12:30 talking music and his latest release.
Jesus. got it. I've been working on it. Yeah, I do it for me. Ain't gotta be sweet, ain't gotta compete. We bring the heat. And it's my time, that's right. Cause I'm on my way and you should know that. I have written who I wanna be. And that's why they tripping, they can't handle me.
A shutdown. Give your best, nothing less. You're a fighter. Game on.
Gotta keep my eyes open high. Open, getting close
to what I need, what I want. I'm on my way. You should know that.
I have written who I wanna be, and that's why they tripping. They can't.
Show them up, cause you be on 10. Tell them back up, it's a wrap again.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I understood loneliness before I knew what it was. I saw the pills on your table for your unrequited love. Oh, I would be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us.
up on my shoulders, tell me what you see. Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking borders underneath our feet. I am a giant. Oh, I am a giant.
Shake, roll away in the dirt under me, yeah. I'm gonna shake, roll away in the dirt under me, yeah. I'm gonna shake, roll away in the dirt, yeah. I'm gonna shake, roll away in the dirt, yeah. I'm gonna shake, roll away in the dirt, yeah. I'm gonna shake, roll away in the dirt.
Sad news. We won't be talking to T Green. He has come up. I knew that he was having to go somewhere and he's got caught. So he can't do the interview today. But hopefully we'll get to speak to him later in the week. And I'm going to play his song up next because he's a great bloke. And I know that his disappointment thing is. Has got a little bit waylaid or delayed or overrun. So we will be talking to him later in the week, but I thought that I would play T Green next. It's a track that's done brilliantly, actually, over in the USA dance charts, and it's That's the Way I Like It, and I'm going to play it for you now. It was number one. Well done to T Green. We'll be right back. That is T Green with That's the Way I Like It, the Joel Dickinson mix, which has been number one in the USA dance charts. Well done. Now, if you're tuning in expecting to hear from T Green, he's got caught up in an appointment which I knew he had to go to. And unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make the interview because it was going to be on Zoom, but he's not able to do it. So we'll get him another way. That just sounds a bit sinister, doesn't it? We're going to get him. Now, joining me, I've swapped Tony Smith for the one and only Scott Ross. I was about to call you Bob Simpson then.
Were you really?
I don't know why. I just thought I was going to call you Bob Simpson. I don't know why.
You thought the star was here.
I didn't want to insult you, obviously. Bob, if you're listening, we love you.
How are you today?
Very well. Tony was here. He fixed the microphone that you broke.
Thank you very much for advertising that.
He didn't. I know the way when you pull the microphone, you're like, oh my God, I've broken it. As it was already broken.
Well, it was all over the place by the time I'd finished, but that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, you didn't have to climb on a table today, so that's good. You've come in. You're not climbing up anywhere.
I've just had to brave the weather. I left home and it was sunny, so I didn't read my own weather forecast. It said it's going to be
beautiful sunshine,
outbreaks.
Yeah.
And as I came along towards Brentwood, the clouds got darker and darker. The next thing you know, there was an absolute deluge just before I pulled up here. So I have nothing to... I was going to put my case over my head, but it eased off.
It's a rotten day today, and a lot of flooding down some of the side roads as well, so just be aware if you're driving like me this morning and it's like, oh no. If I was in the Mini, I would have turned round and not gone.
Cause I thought you were going to say turn over.
No, I'd be floating. I'm trying to, you know when you wink at somebody, you use your, like, your flash.
Yeah.
And some people slow down, other people just go faster. It's like, that's a warning. The other sign you're meant to do is you put your arm out the window and you wave your arm up and down. That's a slow down sign as well, isn't it?
Yes. One or two of us have lost our arms.
That's the one thing I remember from the highway code. And the other one is when you just do the turnaround sign, like turn round, so you spin your... You know.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I think that's one made up.
I wouldn't be able to do half the thing. There are a whole load of signs that I see driving around motorways.
Yeah, they're normally just two fingers along.
I haven't a clue what they mean.
I can give you an idea. Was it this one or this one?
No, it wasn't either of those.
Yeah.
That one I saw on the news.
Yes. Oh, yes, that poor newsreader. The thing is, you see, you have to be... I mean, when we're off air, we can normally tell that we're not on air, okay, because we've got studio speakers that go up, so that kind of gives you a little bit of a clue. And obviously, off air, we do say things, or you say things in a general conversation, and you just have to be careful, even when you're in the studio, because you can say the wrong things and you could be broadcasting. So I can imagine that on the BBC, she probably did it really quickly. And I find it funny. It was meant to be funny. She probably got a massive slap on the wrist if she was on the... was it the BBC?
I think so.
Yeah, they won't like that. But, you know, it was a bit of a laugh. I mean, get a grip.
Oh, you know, people, everything is too sensitive these days. I mean, you're talking about that we know when we're on air, because they put this big red sign up here, and I thought that was the light that was going to tell us when we're on the air, and then I discovered it was actually the fire alarm.
Yes, I mean, we've got one on the outside of the door, so people know not to walk in, just in case we're in the middle of saying, because it can put you off. If you've got the red light on and another presenter walks in, you can get a bit thrown, although we are professionals, so we don't do that.
Unbelievable.
I don't have a problem with it. I like a little bit of a bit of naughtiness, you know, a little bit naughty, a bit edgy. We've got to have that in the world, and I like my comedy sometimes edgy and naughty. Sometimes I like to watch Lauren Hardy, and they're not naughty or edgy, but they're funny. Yeah. So I like, I do like comedy that makes you go, oh no, that kind of thing.
I mean, there are some things that I just strikes me as being balmy, that people get very excited over. Very small things. But I'll tell you one thing that has totally irritated me today. I have no idea. There's so many message systems that come on. I can't keep up with them all. This morning I knew I'd seen a message from someone and I couldn't find it because it was in one of the apps I don't usually use.
Yep.
Being driven nuts by it.
Yep.
A lot of things drive me nuts.
I get messages on Facebook, Instagram and email and TikTok, and then you go to, and also because I've got different accounts on Facebook, then I can't find. I get so angry because I know I've spoken to somebody and said, "Oh, can you play my song?" And I've sent you an email. I'm like, "Where is it? I can't find it. It's very annoying."
Yeah, there you are. I just put it down to old age and the fact that I'm totally decrepit and don't understand anything.
He says that. He's 35. Don't give me that age. I went into the, you know, the shop we were moaning about yesterday?
Yeah, yeah.
I went in there yesterday and moaned to the assistant as well. And she said, well, old people are finding it quite difficult. And I thought, oh, right, she talked to me. How rude. But no, she said a lot of people don't like the automated stuff. And I said, I don't like it. I said, no. I love technology. But I said, I want to talk to somebody. Not happy, you know, that's
I want a real person. And it keeps them in a job as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because a lot of people, if you've got children, you want to do something part-time, working in somewhere like, you know, we're talking about Marks and Spencer's, as you know, it's a good place to work. It's nice, and they can, you know, they do make you, you don't get away with doing nothing. I worked at Marks's. They got you doing something all the time. But that's fine, because that's what you're there to do, to work.
That's why you came here.
Yeah, I did. No, I actually did one year. I did worked over there at Christmas, and it was lovely because I love Marks's for food, and they used to get a massive discount. You don't get that anymore, but you used to get a massive discount. So you go to the supermarket downstairs, which they had in the building, not that the general public could use it, and you would just go, I'd spend my wages and all this delicious food and stuff for Christmas, because you got, and you got a card as well with a discount.
That was good.
So I think you get 10% or 20% off, plus you'd get stuff that was going off that day or maybe the next day and get a huge discount on it.
I worked for a company that used to give us a large Christmas turkey every year. It stopped when one of the people in one of the departments demanded that their turkey be presented to them live.
Really?
Yes.
Oh dear.
So we didn't get any anymore.
No, I'm not. But I don't mind turkey. It's all right, but it's something, you know, it's not my favourite. Although I did eat some of it. I bought one of the pre-made sandwiches with a bit of cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's
all right.
Yeah, it's all right, whatever. Anyway, I've finished now. Have I got, can I go? Oh, no, it's half past. If you're tuning in expecting to hear T Green, the soulful voice you can hear is actually Scott Ross. T's not able to make the interview due to another appointment that's happened, which I knew about, but it's overrun. So he's very, very apologetic.
Well, there you go.
That we won't come searching for you after the after the show, T, don't worry. Shall we play some... Oh, do you know what? I love this song. I think this... You are the something in our springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You know it?
Your version's probably better than what you've got there.
No, I'm not, because it's the amazing Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, right, okay.
This is All the Things You Are. Oh, they don't make them like this anymore. There you go. Do-do-do.
Kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine. When all the things you are mine. my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you
Lenny Kravitz there with TK421. My TK421. Gosh, just join me. Oh, you can see a little bit of light outside. It's very dark and very ominous looking out there at the moment. But I do have to drive home, although I'm going to be going shopping. I've left everything too late. I'm kind of thinking about Christmas is going to be a week on, what is it, Monday? Is it Monday or Tuesday? I don't know. And I haven't actually really done much besides just mooch around, moaning at just looking at stuff and then moaning about things to myself, really. I do actually talk to them going, oh, I'm not paying that. Oh, it's so expensive. I did it yesterday. In fact, I caught a few people sort of looking at me because I was going, oh, I'm not paying that. It's ridiculous. I mean, how much? Oh, well, it can't be that much. Why is it that much? It's only a small bottle. And I found myself like, talking, and I walked up and down in the same shop for about an hour walking, and then I went over with something. I had to get a basket, and they're right by the doors where they've, and I had like I bought something. I hadn't actually bought it. I was going to put it in the basket, and I said to the man at the door, and I said, excuse me, I said, I'm putting this in the basket. If the alarm goes off, I'm not trying to steal it. He went, you would be the worst shoplifter, love, in the world. as I was holding the thing up in the air, walking towards the door with it. I think I would have got caught. And he laughed. And then I saw him when I left and he went, you didn't look like you had a nice time. I went, no, I haven't had a nice time. I was just walking up and down, looking at stuff. I was trying to find Christmas paper. And for the life of me, I couldn't find any Christmas paper anywhere. Although I didn't actually leave the shop that I was in. I went up and down the escalator a few times. As well, I don't know why, and just ended up buying some bits. Although this morning I walked into the petrol station because I had to get some milk for the studio, and I ended up buying a bottle of rum. And then I said to the guy behind the counter, I went, "I'm not going to drink this now." He said, "Well, I hope not." I said, "No, it's for Christmas." But I said, "I don't really drink rum." I said, "But somebody might come to the house that does." And he went, "Okay." And I just left. And I just thought, oh, my God, he just thinks I'm getting in the car with my milk, my biscuits, and a bottle of rum.
Phoenix FM travel news.
I promise you, that won't be me drinking that. Let's have a look at the roads for you. Brook Street roundabout at the moment is looking fine. All A1023, no problems. A bit busy on the Yonge Road down to Wilson's Corner, but it normally is. Busy around Shenfield as well. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got lane closed on the exit ramp and slow traffic due to a stalled vehicle. M25 anti-clockwise at junction 31 of the A1306 Lakeside after the Dartford Tunnel, so just be aware. Doesn't look like too much of a problem at the moment, but I think I'll avoid going that way home because normally that gets backed up pretty quickly. M11 is fine and the A12 is running smoothly. You do have those much needed repairs to the road between junction 13 and 16, so there might be some nighttime closures. Oh dear, I've gone very, very giddy. I think it's because you've made me feel giddy, you know. Hi to Pete as well from the Condriacs. He'll be listening out there at the moment. What are you doing now? What's in that? What are you doing?
Nothing, I'm just trying to put my glasses away.
Oh, God bless.
I'm trying to work out which is
why
the
are you
right
holding
thing.
Two sets of headphones? How many ears have you got?
I'm just trying to find the ones that actually work.
Oh, there you go. Have you mentioned what's coming up on your show?
No, I haven't yet.
Well, I think you should. Well, let people know what their expectations are.
Give them plenty of room. chance to bail out. So, right, of course, being a Tuesday, that means Margaret Mills is going to be with me, and she's going to be talking about an Essex cricketer of old who had a very unusual name. In fact, he sounded Welsh. And we also got news of the 12-year-old boy who stole a forklift truck. Oh. And was then in a police chase for about an hour and a half through a particular town. All that and, of course, tremendous music all coming up between 1 and 3 this very afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Get the right day. I think coming up on Saturday, I'm going home. Did you used to get a Christmas stocking from Saunter? We'll call him because that's what you called him a couple of years ago, otherwise known as Father Christmas. So did Saunter leave you a stocking on your bed or a pillowcase or anything?
No, I wouldn't expect it.
Not now.
Oh, I'll tell you,
girls and boys, a little bit. I think he stops when you probably get to the age of 18.
Well, I used to, yes.
Yeah, do you remember your mum and dad speaking to Santa?
My mum used to give me the sort of things which I think you were talking about the other day, like a tangerine, those chocolate things with the coins.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Usually a few nuts. Mm-hmm. And
choking hazard for kids, but it wasn't.
And a few other bits and bobs. I can't remember now. It's too long ago.
And was it an old sock they used to use back in those days, or is it the plasticky kind of ones?
Actually, it started out as a proper stocking, I think. And then later it was switched to a very large paper bag.
Oh, bless.
It's all great
did
stuff.
Did it have Father Christmas on it or just a brown paper bag?
Oh, no. It had pictures of Christmassy things on it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. No, I thought you meant today.
No, I mean, did you used to make the paper chains as well? Because
Yes, we did that.
They have started to do that again, you know, with a bit of retro decoration.
Yeah.
Because you will know, Scott, back in the day, everybody used to decorate their ceilings.
Oh, they did.
But they don't do it so much now. They used to go to the middle. We used to have these elaborate kind of designs right in the middle, out to the side.
Well, that's because that's where your light came down.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yes, we did. And used to twizzle things around. I do remember on one particular occasion, though, my mother had read somewhere in one of the women's magazines how she could make a lovely Christmas decoration out of a big block of salt. So she made this thing, and then she hollowed it out, and she put these, not candles, but the nightlights in it, so that it lit up. And it, well, that was fine. Until one day it burst into flames and set the entire kitchen, the whole bed table, all of paper and decorations and everything, it all went up in flames, and I hid under the table.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was very worried about that thing going up. She said, oh, it can't get salt. Well, it did. So there.
My sister once, my sister Christine, who's sadly not here anymore, and my sister Denise, they've got about 2 years, the age group of 2 years between them. So I was obviously born way later because I'm the youngest of six. But she said, what happened? They went downstairs and there was a big box of chocolates under the tree. And it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. So the parents weren't awake. And they opened them up and they very carefully undid them and then ate a couple and put them back. But then because my sister Gina was a bit clumsy, she dropped the whole lot on the floor. And then you heard the words, I'm in bed, what are you doing? What are you doing down there? And she'd be panicking and trying to pull these things back. And then we put the lid back and then just got back into bed. Get back into bed. Santa's not been yet.
I remember my son raided the Christmas tree and he opened all those coin things and took the chicken, the chocolate out. She took the chocolate out and shoved them back on the tree.
Yeah.
So when they were offered to other people, there was nothing in them.
Yes, that's a classic with kids. That's why you don't get that so much now. Mind you, I've got no little chocolates, but the other thing was with my mum, she would use the same chocolates that had been there for about the last 25 years. So you'd be like, don't have one of the chocolates off the tree, because it used to be a proper milk chocolate. Now it's covered in mold. Yeah.
Well, we also had a bit of a we could have had a bit of a drama, because we used to have the Christmas tree, and it didn't have lights on it, so there were candles on it. And my mother had heart failure when she realized some years later that with us playing in the lounge with this Christmas tree with all the candles on it, the whole of the front of the house could have got up in flames if we'd not tipped, but we didn't, so there we are.
No, you were good, well behaved, and Santa always used to stop at Scott Ross's house. I'm not saying anything. I'm being nice.
I know. Unbelievable.
I'm being very kind. Don't you? But you know what? I have already played a Christmas song, but I think I can play another one. And I'm just trying to think. Actually, let's get in the Christmas mood. Why don't we? Brenda Lee.
Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEHVAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Something cheerful before we hand over to Scott Ross. Coming up next, we've got The Who, I Can See for Miles. Going to end it on a bit of a banger. Thanks very much to John Brander for being my guest in the studio today. T Green is going to be rescheduling, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, actually on Thursday. Tomorrow, you have got Keith looking after the show. Have a good one. See you on Thursday.
I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.